Two lawsuits have now been filed over Trump's violation of the Emoluments Clause. Emoluments is an 18th century word rarely heard before Trump became president. It's a rare president who ever came into office with assets that could motivate him to sell us out. And still rarer the president who refused to give up all interests in such investments. But Trump has refused to sell his assets or put them in a blind trust. His assets, therefore, are at risk here and abroad, and their value is closely related to Trump's dealings with foreign powers and domestic corporations and investors. Foreign governments understand how to press his buttons. Like any lobbyist who curries favor with those in power, these governments understand that they may get better treatment if they patronize his enterprises. China granted numerous trademarks and other business advantages to Trump enterprises. Officials from China and many other countries use his hotels, lease or buy facilities from him, dine at his restaurants, and thereby shift substantial amounts of money to him, as well as help him publicize his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. All of this has raised the market value of Trump properties, as all these foreign and domestic supplicants want to show Trump how they can feather his nest. Now Trump has reversed positions he took during the campaign and his first weeks in office toward his foreign and domestic business partners and authorities. He reaffirmed the One China policy and backed off China's expanding control over the South China Sea. Trump abandoned his criticism of Saudi Arabia and fell solidly behind it in a dispute with Qatar, where the U.S. has its largest regional base. Trump consistently excludes Saudi Arabia from his immigration bans, though Saudis have dominated the terrorist events of the past two decades. Was that because it was good for America? Or because foreign governments and officials gave him the rights he wanted for his enterprises abroad? With Trump, we can never know. The name for Trump's behavior is corruption. Corruption includes using public power to gain personal wealth or profit, or accepting benefits that could lead a public official to take action contrary to the public interest. It's almost impossible to prove a bribe. I'll do this for you if you give me that. Politicians, lobbyists, and other supplicants avoid the language of a deal and let the quid pro quo be inferred and implied. Numerous federal, state, and local statutes prohibit public officials from accepting anything of value precisely because the quid pro quo is never stated, but always understood. Whether Trump's motives are pure or disgusting, he's in fact showing everyone how private advantage can be extracted from public office and laying America open to corruption. In many countries, you get no help from government officials without bringing ever more costly presents to them. Trump's behavior threatens to extract our energy and innovation for the benefit of Trump, his family, and friends. That's the essence of corruption, and corrupt governments reduce their peoples to beggars. This country worked hard to ensure an honest, dedicated civil service. Despite all the jokes about government employees, our civil service has been the envy of most of the world. All of us will pay for Trump's private empire.